would we like to go out to Italy to go and do Lamborghini?
At Lamborghini at Maranello. And you've done the floor there.
He said, you saved my life. And I cried my eyes out.
And he's now on that training course with you.
Yeah. This guy's come in, pulled up in his Lamborghini G-Wagon. Who's done that floor in there? You're coming up to my headquarters in Scotland. You're doing our new showroom.
Yeah, because you said, how many days is it you've been at home?
37 last year.
37 days spent the night at home. Let's say a room of this size. Roughly, I don't want proper figures.
You're looking at about...
Is that it?
Season 6.
We're not even going to bother with episodes. Season 6, Al's gone on holiday. Last time we had 3 guests in, we had the Home Improvement boys in. I got lumped to host the whole lot. And again, we've got 4 of you now. Al's strategically gone away, so I'm lumped with, I don't mind, I'll do it all on my own. Why not? So, season 6, we have got, let me get this right, Gaff Flow...
Resin finishes.
Gaff Flow Resin Finishes. I tried to put an Instagram thing out the other night. Struggled then. Gaff Flow Resin Finishes. So give us a little bit of... talk to us as if we know nothing about where you've come from and, you know, give us the whole journey of how you boys are together. Is it family? Is it friends? Is it what? So who wants to start? I was going to go through names, but I can't remember the names.
Hello.
Introduce yourself.
Thank you for having us on.
Not a problem.
My name is Lou. And this is my son, Harry.
Hello.
Ollie, Harry's best friend. Stuart, my best friend. So we're all...
So you two are related, obviously.
Yeah.
Best friend.
Best friend since school.
Right, okay.
And them two have known each other since school as well.
So is this all the team or you've got more?
No, we've got other couple. We've got a centre in Birmingham and then we're attached to another couple of guys who are our brothers also.
Yeah.
We're part of the family. But as the installation team of what we do, we're the installation team. We've got a training team as well who helps us, but we're the main installers.
And what is it exactly what you do then? Talk us through exactly the whole
basis. So we do decorative epoxy resin finishes. And anyone who doesn't know about epoxy, it's been around since the 30s. The Germans invented it and they used it for many loads of things, lots of such things, but it was more industrial purposes. Over the years, it's changed, the evolution of everything. The Americans claimed it as theirs. In recent years, it's been coming more of a finishing. Before it was made for commercial, now it's become more of a finishing in the decorative side of things. So we can make beautiful, seamless effects with colours and the resin.
And it goes off hard, and it is a hard, solid finish.
It's a solid, hard finish. It's flexible. It's flexible. It's just a seamless hardware and unique floor where you can just design it. Every floor will be different.
You can have whatever you want, can't you?
Whatever you want.
Now, this, I was going to say, with Jack, I don't know, if you're listening to this podcast, I suggest you go onto YouTube and visually watch it, because if it's all right with you, Jack, can you put a lot of what they do up on screen for the YouTube? Because you've got to see it, because what you boys do visually looks stunning. Now, if you're obviously listening on Spotify or whatever to the podcast, take some time out. Go and watch this one on YouTube and have a look, because we'll put some pictures up of the work that you do. So when you're talking through them, because there is some that you've done for Lamborghini, aren't there? Some that you've done in nightclubs. We'll get onto them.
Yeah, we've been really lucky. We've been at it a long time now, me and Harry. So me and Harry was coming. He was coming out of school. I've always been arty crafty.
So what are you? You by trade, you're...
I'm a plasterer by trade.
So you're a plasterer by trade.
But I'm a multi-trader. I used to do tiling.
Right.
I used to have a small bathroom and kitchen company, renovate and do small renovations.
Is that what you've always done then?
Yes,
is it?
Ever since I come out of school. All my uncles were all tradesmen.
Yeah.
And I used to juggle about between them. And then when I was younger, 17 I was, just had Harry, I was invited to come and help some guys do some resin flooring, an industrial system. I absolutely loved it. I had my top off on a hot summer's day and I was helping them. They said, put your top back on because you're going to regret it. And now I'm all right. And I was covered in sticky for days. But I loved it. It was just something sensory about it and I really enjoyed it.
So at that point you was like, I'm done with plastering?
No, it wasn't. Harry was young and I was a young family trying to make a go of it. And at the time, the company that offered me the job was all around the world, all around the country, and it wouldn't have been convenient for me at that time to go.
Yeah.
But it was always in my head. So I went on for years and years and years, plastering, tiling, building. And then back in 2015, 2016, it was social media, and 15 it was, social media was there. And I was, my friend showed me, look at these floors that are coming out. That's epoxy resin. So I was looking into it more and more and more. I ordered like some materials that I found online. They come, right, let's have a go. It's some arty crafty anyway, I used to paint. And
just had a go.
Had a go, ruined loads of stuff, but it looked cool. It looked cool.
You must have had half a clue.
Yeah.
From what you picked up prior
to
it. You had half a clue going into it.
But not a lot. So what I'd done was, obviously, we started doing them on some boards, and we wasn't getting it right. I thought, right, we've got to go on a course for this. There must be a course out there. So I hunted for a course, found a course. One guy was from America, come over to the UK, and he was doing this new thing. So we've gone on the course, me and Harry, for 5 days, come out of there and felt we loved it. We loved everything about it. And so we decided, went home, bought loads of products, practiced on loads of boards and different things and got the confidence up. I had a bathroom job come in. So I showed my client, look, this is a new thing that we're doing. So our first run was...
So you was doing the bathrooms at the same time as this?
Yeah, it was. We had a building company still ticking. Yeah. And I used it as a little platform. So I was showing my customer, look at these new finishes. Be honest with you, we haven't done any of them yet.
Yeah.
But we're passionate and we're willing to have a go. So they loved it. And we had a really tricky one, the first one, didn't
we? Yeah, it was a wet room, wasn't it?
We had a wet room shower tray and we wanted shower panels in there and we had to run all the new ways, which is all right. But if you've got an adjustment, once you've plied your floor down and then you've designed it, you've got no access back underneath.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
there was that aspect of things. So we had to put certain things in certain places. If there was pumps, if there was access points.
Yeah, so you got access to
it. Access. So we had to do that, which was a tricky one. It came out fantastic. It was over the moon. Still great.
So with that, as your first one then, you've got into that completely, you've got half a clue of how it evolves and what to do. So you've got in there, the walls are tiled, for argument's sake, you've got your bare floor.
Yeah.
So it's just, say, tongue and groove floors. What's the process then from going from a completely bare floor to the resin finish, okay, the epoxy finish?
On this time, they had old floorboards, just floorboards down.
Yeah.
So we 18 mil plied on top of them.
Yeah.
We screwed them down, staggered the joints, screwed them down at 150 mil apart from each other.
Yeah.
Everything that we was told, I had sleepless nights leading up to this job. I was just thinking about it, going over it. Thinking about the floor. And it was at the time, it was more thinking about the design. It wasn't about the actual preparation side of things. Because in a floor now, I'm a plasterer. I know. But,
so that preparation is pretty similar to just having a tile floor.
If you're doing
in
a carbon, antique, something like that. So the preparation's almost exactly the same. So we plied it down, done the process nice. We took it slowly, didn't we?
Yeah,
it
was really slowly.
And it's still trip. We still speak to the lady now, and this was 5-6 years ago, and it's still
going strong.
It's still
so
going
what
strong
design too. Did she have on that? What
it was? I'll show you. It was one of
orange and copper, wasn't it?
Orange and copper with a bit of black in it.
Stone in Cornwall. Remember, showed us a stone in Cornwall for the wall. It was replicating. Had like copper, bright orange copper going through it with some black and grey veins.
So that went across the whole floor, into the shower area.
And at the wall, we done the splashbacks as well. So you can do the resin vertical and then stick it up onto the wall.
Right. Okay.
So we done the splashbacks as well for them. So it all just synced into one with the shower tray down into the wall.
And that was the first
down.
One that you
that
ever did.
One. And it's probably one of the most intricate sort of ones from beginning.
From there, we've done massive things
ones,
now, but it was
that was because it's so shower much tray and it was hard work.
So at that point, you've done that one and you step back and the customer's paid you for it and she's happy as Larry with it. What's your thought process then? You've gone...
This is for us.
What the floor inside of it's for you. So you're thinking, right, let's get away from the install, the bathroom installs, and concentrate on the flooring.
To be honest with you, what it was, we had this little company going. It was ticking over nicely. We had some, I was in a mile, 3 miles of my home. I'll get to this in a minute. 37 nights in my bed I had last year.
Yeah.
And I was in 3 mile radius.
See, just chatting with you boys before we started this, the graph that you lot are doing up and down the country. I found that when you're telling me, so I don't know what you boys are like doing it, but you cannot fault the work ethic that you've got.
We've put our all into it.
Thank you. And we're all on the same warpath. I mean, every one of us, we've got the same passion, hunger, belief in it, and we're all in it together. And one day I'm not feeling it, and we've been in situations in the middle of the country, and we've got a job up up north on the Monday, and we're on a Saturday, and shall we go home or should we get cracking on the job? Yeah, and yeah. I'm going home, and one of them say, come on, let's go and get started. So we'd
go see, right that, that's left. Massive, because there's a lot of times when people will work for a company. Obviously, you two are family. Yeah. You two work it's your company?
It's our company,
Your two company.
I call it all our
it's
company.
It's all our company.
Okay, but on paper, it's us.
Yeah, okay. So you're employed by them. A lot of people, when they're employed by a company, will go, I work from this time to this time, and sometimes I might do a couple of hours extra, but you boys are doing...
So that tells me that you, as
the owner, look after your lads.
100%.
See them right, because you're willing to spend weekends away from your families and stuff like that.
Of course.
And I think that's a massive sort of shout to you as a person, that these boys are willing to do that for you.
Thank you. And do you know what? I appreciate it, and I'm so grateful for it. And we're saying is, if it was one of us... It takes the whole team to make this happen. We're just the showman. I'm just the frontman. And I look at it as a band. You've got the drummer, you've got the guitar. It takes the whole band to make it play.
Yeah.
And there's a failure in that, the song ain't going to come out as well.
Yeah.
So like we've all that. Got our own divisions. And when a job goes well, we all treat each other. Everyone gets treated and we have it good.
Yeah.
When it does happen, it does go bad. And things do happen, like they do on every job. Then we all got to take the swallow on that one. There's swings and roundabouts, and we go again.
Because I suppose with what you do, if you're doing it on a massive, say for instance, the area of this podcast room, you got an issue with the floor in the centre of it. The whole lot's got to come.
Whole lot's got to be redone. You can deal with ways around it, but to do it right, it's all.
So that's when
it depends what the problem is. Yeah. Of course,
so if something like that happens, you all go right. We're in it here, boys. Let's pull our socks up.
And
we'll
the
smash
thing
into
is,
it.
One of them, if you're just working, if someone I've worked for people. For all my life when I was younger, and I understand how it is to be on both sides of the fence. And if things are going bad, it is a part of the team of putting yourself together and say, right, let's sort this out together. And because our trustees have all got the same passion and hunger as I am, and it's been nice for me recently because I can now step back a little bit and concentrate on what I'm doing. And Ollie's coming up as a designer now. Ollie's an electrician, spent 5 years at college, and over the last 2 years, he's been with us, coming to and from. He's full time, and the electrics has gone now. But we've got Ollie's coming up as a designer. Stuart's our prep guy. He takes care of all our prep. We Harry and Harry used to do the prep, but Stuart's 30 odd years in the game.
Yeah.
And he just takes. He's not interested in designing. He just loves what he does, and he's got OCD what he does. And in my opinion, he's one of the best I've ever seen him before, and that reflects all in the final outcome.
I suppose something what you do, the preparation. It's the same with everything, really.
Preparation.
So obviously you've got you two, and then Stuart, the prep guy. So what's your background in Stu? You've come straight from school into doing what you do now.
Me and school didn't get on very too well.
We get that so much on the podcast. Yeah. Tradespeople tend to be... It's quite bad, really. That we all done shit at school. Yeah. Not shit, but what do you say? What we worked out earlier, how old are you?
41.
I mean, you've been doing it 30 years. We was right. Like, hang on a minute then. That means he did some sums on his calculator watch and worked out that you're sort of like 11 years old and you was bang into it. So you've been school off.
Yeah, I worked for a family friend. He had a carpet warehouse down in South London.
Yeah.
Didn't like school, so I used to bunk off, jump on the bus, go down there.
Bunk off to work.
Yep. And then either work in the warehouse, or if one of the fitters needed me, happily go out with the fitters.
He fitted my nan and granddad's house when I was 14.
You done it?
Yeah.
He passed away now, my granddad, but he used to love him when he was
really?
14. He was when he.
So you're just a grafter then, ain't you?
Yeah, always have been.
And it's instilled in you from early days.
I used to working away, so it was nothing new to me, working away. I'll be honest, I quite enjoy it.
Yeah. So. It's something about, well, I've not worked away from home that often, but when I have, it seems to be, if you're not working, you'll be in the pub.
Yeah, or
you'll
be on there as well, isn't it?
So you're either on the piss spending money, or you just work a little bit later.
Yeah.
And like you just said, we just get it done. While we're here, we've got nothing else to do. We don't know the area, ain't got people, friends around here. Yeah. We just crack on with it.
Yeah.
The only killer is sometimes the drying times.
Yes,
you get yourself waiting around there a lot.
Yeah. But so for you then, Stu, you've done your time with your carpet companies and that, and then was you working on your own, working for yourself, always?
As soon as I was 17, got my driving licence, I was out.
You was out. So you was doing little bits, and then when did...
When did these boys come knocking for you then?
I knew Lou when I was that sort of age, when I'd done his granddad's, etc.
So you say you went to school together?
No, we didn't. We went different schools together.
But you knew each other from local?
Knew each other, yeah.
Yeah, we knew each other.
So at what point of your story then did you get Stu involved? How did it expand? Obviously, you've done that first job, that bathroom, and you've gone, there's some legs in this, let's go. So at that point, it's just the two of you?
Well, yeah, we was doing it for our own for about a couple of years, weren't we? Me and you, for about two or three years, just me and Dad. And then you and Stu met each other at a charity football game, wasn't it?
This is what happened, right? I'll be honest. Stuart was really down in the dumps at one point. I was down, I was going through some problems. This is a couple of years ago. Coincidentally, we wasn't both going to this football game. We both went to this football game, bumped into each other. Stuart was down, I was down. He said, oh, good to see you. I ain't seen you for a long time. I said, I ain't seen you. I said, you still doing flooring? He went, yeah. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm doing resin floors. His ears pricked up.
Had you done any resin flooring before?
I've been trying to get into resin flooring for, I don't know, I'll say 10 years.
Because you could see where what was coming with it.
What the potential was.
Right.
But every person that I'd seen do it wasn't up to my standards.
Yeah. And then
bumped into him. I wasn't going to go to the foot game. He said exactly the same. It was literally a mile away from my house.
It was, yeah.
Right.
A mutual friend's brother's passed away, so it was a charity thing.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So you two got chatting.
We got chatting.
Fancy getting on board.
Then we just got a little unit, a centre up near our place up in Eastbourne, because I live in Eastbourne. I moved out of South London 10, 12 years ago now with my wife and other three children. And so we went down to Eastbourne, and then we set up a little unit, didn't we, to just do resin, a little hub there for...
Just for practicing. We've ruined the garage.
We've ruined my house, all the floors, the concerns, the missus, get it out of the house. So we went and got a little unit. And then Stuart was saying, can you teach us? And at that time, there wasn't many people doing it. And we'd done maybe 20... We've done a few jobs.
You said you was about to start training.
I was about to start training. I said my goal is to train. He said, well, train me.
So at this point, you was thinking, we've done 20 floors. Mm. We want to start training people to do it now. Most people, like, we've done 20 floors. We're going now. We're going to climb. But straight away, you've gone, I want to start teaching other people, as opposed to pushing...
Because
your stuff.
Everyone said this, why are you doing that? And our outlook was always the same. I know, being in the industry, how many tailors there are, how many plasterers there are, how many of there are of tradies. And I knew the only way for this to expand is to grow. And there's loads of work in it for everybody. It's so demanding. And I knew it was going to go bang. The Americans, we're 5 years behind the Americans, and the America is big, big, big.
It's booming in America.
It's booming.
So when you're doing it at this point, sorry for keep putting in, it's but my good. Head's going, this is great. When you're doing it and you've met with Stu, is it a known thing in the UK, or is no one really doing it?
We need to.
Really.
So at this point, you're going, we can start pushing.
My idea was to train, to get some boys.
To get people on board with it,
to start getting the game going, because it was going to get going, and we was the first sort of in on it.
Yeah.
And we was loving it, and it was just.
But it's interesting that you don't want all the pie.
No.
And that's what I quite like, because you don't want all the part. You want to train people to go and to do it.
Yeah, because I think where I've been in my own self, when I realise how it is, the same as Stuart and a lot of other people don't know what they're going behind closed doors. Now, my only outlet seemed to be, rather was at the pub or when I was doing this.
Right.
When I was doing this, it was a switch off, and are you hyper-focused? I didn't realise this till recently. I got ADHD to the brim and didn't know it was always a problem. There's always an issue.
Yeah.
But now, so the last couple of years, it's become what it is.
Yeah.
And this was like feeding me, and it was like done everything for me.
You're
getting a hit from it.
From doing that.
And when you go into a customer's house, like when you go, I'm the plasterer. Oh, the plasterer, they've met the plasterer, you've looked at the job. Oh, the plasterer's here. Yeah, you're upstairs, you know what you're doing. Yeah, I'll have to have a cup of tea. That's it. Well, with this, they are with you. They want to talk about who you are. And you've become...
They're fascinated by it.
Oh, well, just me having a flick through Instagram the last few days of what you're doing, and I am like, this is... Thank you. I've obviously known of it. I've never seen it done. And you just find yourself... This is why we spoke just before we started recording about you boys getting right out there with the socials and... the YouTube, because visually it's mega.
Yeah.
But I just I I can't think of any other company that does it. And that's why I was intrigued to see at that point when Stu got on board with you, you had all the pie, if you like. So when Stu got on with you,
yeah.
What happened then?
Stuart come down to maybe 10 of our jobs, time after time, where are you? No matter where he was coming. And I like that. And I thought to myself,
asking us, where are you? I was just coming down to watch it.
He finished a job off. He was doing big churches or big whatever he was doing.
He was helping out, doing bits of prep just to help out.
I'll go and sell them with that. I'll go and screen that.
Just wanted to be a part of it.
And then we was trying, at this time, testing all these different products and what was good and finding our own way. And what we'd been taught weren't the right way. So we started adapting, tweaking our own sort of way. Then we found our own little way. And then, you get on any job, you run into problems. Between you overcome it. Or the thing is with it, apart from getting that wow and everyone on it, it's adrenaline, but it's adrenaline. And you're about to do a floor in...
One shot.
You're risking thousands of pounds of materials. You're working with chemicals, ABs, ratios, percentages of what's going in, and your margin's got... You've got very tight margins, so you're on a very thin line of it going very, very well, or going horribly wrong.
Right.
No in between.
And it was... And it was
a thin line,
it used to excite me a little bit. And then
it's the danger, isn't it?
It's that bit of going,
I can seriously fuck this
up.
Just keep you right on your toes.
But we sort of plugged into something. So where I was doing the kitchens and the bathrooms, splashbacks were the thing, but we used to say, instead of going to do balls, and we kept doing all these balls, going down by 12mm MDF, and we're spending all this money on the balls, I thought, why don't we just do a big bald, stick it on Marketplace, and sell it. We started making panels, so we could make 8x4 balls, and we could get a little design going for us instead of just doing these little tiny sample balls.
Right. As testables, as samples. Yeah.
Then we'd be putting them at a marketplace. They were selling like hotcakes, but people chippies were cutting
them
in. One of a kind.
Little niches in bathrooms. So your training side of it is still earning your dough.
Offcuts and stuff, you do it off, put on marketplace. It's not going to waste, is it?
Yeah, free practicing.
It's not going to waste. And someone will love it. That's the beauty of it. It's different in every way.
Yeah, it is.
If you don't like it, there'll be somebody else out there that does like it.
Yeah.
No. It's all a matter of opinion.
And it sort of suited me because I didn't know where I sort of suited in where I was because I knew I wasn't going to be a builder forever. I knew it weren't going to be me forever. And I didn't know. I knew I wasn't going to be a film star and I wouldn't have interested in it. But I wanted to be so. I'm arty crafty anyway. I love colour. I love creating. And I love connecting with people. And I like sharing.
Yeah.
And I think to grow in anything what you're doing, I think you've got to let go, share the pie, and you've got to grow together. Can't do it on your own. I don't think you can do it on your own, like what you guys are doing down here. I've met with your team, fantastic. And I think by connecting with people, the like-minded people with that, you grow together, even if you're in industry, I know a man for that. And you become...
It's about bringing people together, isn't it?
100%.
And working with different trades locally, and like what you did, very early doors of what you're doing, you wanted to train people up.
Yeah.
That quite shocked me, actually, that you was that new to it, and already you want to teach other people. It's a good trait, that, I think.
Thank you. And now we've gone, I mean, I don't know if I want to talk about it now or whatever, but now we've gone one step further and people come to us from all over. They've come from Malta, Finland, Norway,
Holland,
Ireland, Scotland today.
Denmark. Yeah, because you've got your training centres. So before we get on to the training centres, Stu's on board with you.
Yeah.
You're then growing.
Yeah.
And then when does it begin to really go? And then you get Ollie on board.
The first sort of push was like we were doing loads of jobs, weren't we, Stu?
When was this?
End of 2022, beginning of 2023.
Was you with them through?
No, just after COVID.
That's where we practiced.
Right, okay. So a timeline wise, just after COVID, you're in.
And then we was on about January, wasn't it? We started plugging in and we was like, we're getting big, we're doing a few jobs, we're getting a bit of noticing a little bit. And I was just on Instagram, messing around and messaging loads of different celebrities and different...
Just cheeky dropping in.
Bam, 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 bam.
Saying, this is what we do.
This is what we do. Look at our Instagram if you're interested.
Because the celebs are going to love that.
And out of one, someone's in reply. And then we had one reply, Chloe Ferry from Geordie Shore, who said, yep,
we'd like to take a look, and we'd like to take a look at your
and that
work.
Was just you
that just me
dropping her a message
away. And then from that we went up there, she loved it, and then fell in love with it, and we done the floor. And then,
so how did you sell
that? Was our first,
so how did
our
you sell that
sort of
to her
bang.
Because they must get. They
well,
must
I
get...
saw. I noticed that she was doing her house up on Instagram.
Right. Okay.
So I've noticed. So I've noticed her house account. Mm. So I've gone over to her renovation account and messaged her on that.
Right.
And obviously we've done it for just a bit of publicity. So yeah, we've done it for her, and then she just fell in love with it. And
so you've gone up there and gone, this is what we can do, or yeah. You've shown her this is what we can do. Yet she's in. You've gone up there.
We went up there. Another company stepped on our toes actually, and then this is what happened. No names, but another company stepped on our toes, found out that we was doing it. We was excited, you know what I mean? The industry's quite bitchy now.
Yeah.
Some of them are lovely.
Is there many people doing it now?
They're starting to come now.
There's
a few popping up.
Is
there? There's a few some good ones and some bad ones. And
you got a training course for the bad ones, haven't you?
So we went, didn't we? Went up there. I was on a sober journey at the time, and he sort of got my head fixed in. We just got a franchise to go and do. So we were starting to do this other little company. We was doing little floors. I mean, it's only little floors. There weren't nothing much.
But it was getting a bit of notice. It was getting us out there enough to put on social media and to showcase what we could offer.
Yeah.
And then we got Ibiza. You met. Oh, listen, this is a story.
So you've done Chloe's, in the middle of doing Chloe's,
and from talking with Chloe and actually doing Chloe's,
yeah.
I met somebody over in a restaurant near our sort of way.
Are you on board now, Ollie?
Yeah, Ollie's on board now.
So all four of you are now in.
Yeah, now we're all involved now.
I'm trying to pick it apart.
And me and Ollie run a night out, and we was on a restaurant over in near our area. And I've clocked someone. I went, that's the owner of Ocean Beach over there, who owns Ocean Beach in Ibiza. So we were like, all my mates saying, don't do it. You can't go out there mugging yourself.
Oh,
fuck
that. Yeah.
I'm going to go up there. Have you got a few on board?
Are you swearing, yeah.
They're all filming me, going, look at him.
Is that still knocking?
I've gone up to them, showed them what we could do, showed them our Instagram. He took my number, went, all right, mate, yeah, we'll keep you in mind. And then 3 months later, we were about a couple of months later, wasn't it? They called us, we forgot about it.
We was in Cornwall, weren't
we? Southport.
Yeah.
And then we got the text me, hello, mate, don't know if you remember me. I want you to come over to our B for
to do a floor. I didn't remember nothing from that night.
He showed me a picture, someone sent me a picture of him sitting down there talking. They got a bottle of red wine between him. He's sitting on the table.
And then we forgot about it.
What's the worst they could say?
What's the worst they could say? No, isn't it? So then they said, yeah, come on. And then next minute, we loaded up the van, and then Stuart and Dad drove from England to Ibiza. Me and Ollie flew.
And then he's got air sick on the boat, shivering.
He said, I'm turning around.
I've done 1,000 miles in one night. He's shaking, going through the mountains and through the outdoors. I'm getting blown in the van. We slept in the van the night, didn't we? This was back last April, wasn't it?
This is where you boys need a fucking YouTube channel. Genuinely.
So we got out to Ibiza.
We should have filmed all that.
When I was young, all my mates were going out to Ibiza, and I was at home and with him. Now I've got to Ibiza, and he's been going to Ibiza for the last few years. And he's like, I've still never been. I'm 40 years of age. I've never been to Ibiza till last year. Sat there for 4 months. Anyway.
Only laid one floor.
Got another floor. Maintenance man on it.
So it chops up. Harry's, we've gone over there. It was no one was there. The season weren't there. We've got this big
Because this is in the winter. You've gone over the winter.
Just before. It was like May.
It was April. So we drove out there, got this big hotel. We've got the hotel to do with the Wiki Woo.
Right, Ibiza.
We've done the bar and we've done the backsplashes and everything there. So we've done all the walls in there as well.
All ceilings.
So we topped up, going over there. Anyway. We loved it. Anyway,
We're doing floors, mate. We're going over.
Floors and shores.
Anyway, top's up out there. We're out there and we've done this floor now. We're finishing up. Be honest with you, I'll tell you what happened. Harry got the job. Harry should have designed it. And I always regretted it. right? But we said last night.
No, he
got one back on me yesterday. Yeah. So he should have designed it. But what happened was, I got a bit carried away, got a bit excited. And we was doing all funky colours. We was left to our own devices to do the funky colours.
This is for the hotel?
This is for the hotel. Yeah, okay. But it's a secret. It's a little club down the back. It's called the Wiggly Woo at the Wiki Woo. So it's a little VIP area, blah, blah, blah. But it's a bar. It goes on in there. So we've gone in there to do this floor. And we've done the floor. And be honest with you, I didn't like it.
None of us liked it. We all tried to make ourselves like it.
Really? We're all standing there looking at it.
Better in the morning.
Better in the morning.
I was fuming because I wanted to design it. I let him do it.
So when you say design, I'm going to go through in a minute the stages of how you do your floors. But to design it, do you have to look at the area of what you've got and go, we need to put certain amount of bits here?
So
you need to know the layout of where.
The layout of the room, patterns, how you're going to, what shapes you're going to do, what the direction you're going to go, how much colour needs to go in certain places.
Yeah.
Not to smudge it all up.
It's quite a process. It's technique. You can do it really, really good or you can do it really, really, really bad.
Yeah.
And to make it good, we like to dig out interiors they got, like to see the finishes, like to see the logos, like to see what they're feeling, how they want it, if they've got any other finishings in there. We don't want to, what wants to be the main focal point, how jazzy do you want it? So we feel them.
Yeah.
And not at first, we used to get, what colours do you want? Do your example board, and that's what we're going to try and do our best. And sometimes it's resin. Is so beautiful if you get it right and you know how to pull it through.
Ladies and gents, just a quick one to say a huge thank you to our new headline sponsor, CT1, the best sealants on the market, voted for by the British public. Not only that, it's made in Britain as well, so go and support a product and a brand that is made in the UK. But I just want to say to you, they've got a brand new product out, which is the BT1. It's a combination sealant and adhesive like the popular CT1, but it's perfect for keeping a hygienic environment. And it's designed to completely stop the growth of bacteria, microbes, and fungus. And not only that, this stuff is strong. Now, it's going to be available at Travis Perkins, Wicks, Juicens, and pretty much everywhere else. So there's no excuse not to go and give it a go. So we're really happy to be partnering with CT1.
So let's go through the process of it now then, okay? We'll drop back onto this because this is just the tip of the iceberg. So say we've got this room here or say garage, a normal garage, right? So from a complete concrete floor, talk us through the process of to the finished product. Say I wanted a white, marble effect.
Let's go.
So talk us through that.
So we'd go in there, we'd assess the concrete to see what the concrete's in like. We'd do a moisture test on it. We'll do a rebound hammer test on it, make sure it's got the correct compressive strength. If there's any repairs to do, we'll do the repairs. If it needs self-lit, but we'd grind the floor. We always grind the floor to take any latents off, take any old contaminants off, any grease, any glue, anything like that. So we grind the floor. And it also gives it a good chemical key. Then what we do is if it needs self-leveling, we self-level it.
Just normal self-leveling compound?
No, it's got to be a 35 newtons in strength, compressive strength, water-based.
No bottom bag. Right.
No bottom.
It's a prep guy.
No bag.
Stu says it's crucial.
It's your department.
Yeah. Fucking crucial.
It's crucial.
It's all in the prep. It's all in the prep.
Yeah.
We've had a job. I'll tell you about the job in a minute.
Yeah, I know.
And a hydrate screed. We'll go back to that.
Oh,
thousands. Anyway, so we've topped up. After you've self-leveled it, you then grind it again because you want to take any latents off of the top of the self-leveler.
Right.
Now we're on the resin side of things.
So you've got to get the self-level perfectly bang on and ready to keep.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Then you put a primer down, depending how porous it is. You put a prime coat down. Then you put a 250 grams per square meter, just say, and then you put a base coat on between 500 and 700 grams per square meter.
Just one solid colour.
Just one solid colour. So you're just building your layers up now. Yeah.
Gives it a nice bit of depth.
So what are we on now? Three.
So you're on your third layer. You screeded, you primed, then you base coated now. Right, so you're on your third layer. Yeah.
There is a system to it. There is quite a process to it. Then you base coat it, and then you go to the design. So the client, it's the money coat. The client. That's all they think about.
So at the moment, your floors sit in as
a blank canvas,
black or white.
So it's completely there. Now you go to your customer, or you've probably had this conversation before.
Yeah.
So you're now at the stage where the customer's gone, right, I want the white marble effect floor.
Yeah.
So what's the process now?
We would ask her, where's your furniture going? How busy do you want your veins? what marbling do you like? Because maybe I just want a white marble.
So when you say about the veins, you want it like loads of marble effect?
Do you want a cow cut of veins? Do you want, how do you want your, how do you want your veins to look? Show me.
Oh, of like the effect
many,
of it.
How many you'd really want?
Because a marble vein, a marbling, everyone says I want white marble. There is a good way of doing white marble. If you've got a natural marble stone, you cut it in half, it goes in all different directions, there's highlights as well. So it ain't just about people just putting a vein through. How we've done it back in the start. You've got to replicate a real marble look. But what's your outlook? So okay, I like to see pictures of what they're liking. So then what we would do at that point, she would show us a picture. Now, I'd say that's a good, I would tell her that we would say the truth. If it's a nice marble, it's too busy. Where's your room layout? Where's your table going? Where's your dining room table going?
So you take all of that into...
Yeah, where's your doors? If the doors are going in after, the kitchen's going in after, you might have an island. We want to bring veins through so it looks like it's one slab. So we consider all that. And then we'll do them after that, after we get a feel for it, we'll do a drop. Some people don't, we just go for it. But if they're quite fussy and they know exactly what they want, we'll do them a sample board. Can't say it's going to come out like that, but you're going to see
that's
the technique.
Roughly
you're
going to
get.
Small
scale. You're going to get it out in a big enough scale.
You're going to see something. That's in the colours that's going to happen, and the detailing is going to be different. Similar, but do you want me to go for it, or do you want your take on it? So if they're easygoing, let us do
you know
what
customers
let,
are like.
Let
you
us
can,
do
you
what
can
we
sound
think,
them out,
you know
can't
what
you?
I mean? You can feel them out. So then we do that, and now we go.
So she goes, that's the pattern I want. Bang. So where do you go now then?
So now we have a sleepless night.
Is it that bad? Does it get that?
Really?
It's for what gives you that stress
because
then?
It's a liquid pour product. You've got 45 minutes of lighting.
You've got a window, have you?
You've got a window, yeah. Now we've done 1,000 square metres in one hit, but we worked to the wet edge. Three years ago, we couldn't have done that.
Right.
It's a way of doing it. And
you learn, you evolve, don't you?
But I say to people when I'm training them, I say, I'm teaching you this, how to do these big jobs, but by the time you get to that confidence of getting to there, you're going to know how to do that. Mm. You're going to start on little worktops. You're going to start in a little floor, in a little bathroom. That's where you're going to start, because I wouldn't go in calling it anything else on until you do your apprenticeship. And your apprenticeship is going to be a world of pain for a minute. And my job is to try and get you over the line and try and teach you the best way that I can. It might not be textbook, but that's the way that works for us. It might not work for you, but it works for us.
Just tell them what pain we've been through.
Yes.
Scare try to tell them.
Yeah, you're tried and tested. You know, you're trying to save them that sometimes you've got to give them a little
sometimes
bit of pain,
don't
ain't
listen,
you?
If they don't listen,
everyone thinks they know best.
And everyone
they?
Looks right. And they say, oh, why? And they say, can it scratch? Yeah, it can scratch. Can it go yellow? Yeah, it can go yellow. But you can prevent and do the most as you can. So any floor you do, whatever finish it is, you've got to start on your floor and you kick your shoe at the bottom of the floor, you're going to put a mark in it. You're going to scratch it. Good thing about epoxy, you can polish it back in, you can sand it back in, you can reseal it, you can get rid of that.
Right.
Like any floor, if it's timber, wood, grout, it's all maintenance, so you have a little maintenance on it. So we go and do maintenance jobs for nightclubs and restaurants that we've done. We go back every 6 months, give it a little bit of maintenance.
Yeah.
Got a fresh floor.
Nice.
So there's good on that aspect.
So your lady's gone, right, that's the floor. So you're sleepless now, you're thinking, right, okay, we're going to work from there, do this, do that.
So we come in.
So what's the process the next day?
We come in, we've already worked out how much we need, how much goes where,
What colour combinations we're going to do?
Who's doing what? And then we'll go over every single square metre of the floor.
Who's mixing?
Make sure it's perfect how we want it. Then we'll clean it. And then if
you want
them,
to have everything laid out.
You've
got that window.
You have a workstation, and you know exactly what's numbers 1, 2, 3, 4. When I hit that, you're having that. We're all in communication along the floor because his mixing station might be right down the other end of the hall, and we might be at the other end of the house or whatever. Ollie will have responsibility at the time of going in. Someone's got to take responsibility, so...
You just lump it on him.
Yeah.
Fucking poor guys, I'm sure for fucking months.
Can't do it all. So then we say to Ollie, is that clean enough? Because you've got responsibility today. Yeah.
Yes, so is that like getting the dust off it, getting
dust
completely
clean, limb roll it, alcohol,
because all four of us can't go in cleaning.
It's got to be like a forensic scene in there, like a crime scene in there.
Yeah.
You got to get it crisp. And we do something different. We over-gauge our product, so we double it up. Got longer drying time, longer cure it, but in our opinion, it is
such better.
It's such a better floor. It's in every way.
Costs more money, but it's
the way
to do
it. But the job has got to come first, and the money's got to come second, no matter what. no matter what. And it's got to be that way. And as soon as you start, people start thinking about the money, you're going to have a problem.
Massively. You're looking at margins, aren't you?
Yeah, you're looking at margins. You shouldn't have priced it. You shouldn't have had that client went for you. If they bidded you on that floor, they shouldn't have, you shouldn't have gone with it because it weren't for them.
So Ollie's giving it the thumbs up.
Harry's giving the thumbs up.
He's sat back now. I'm fucking done, boys. You crack on.
I've got the music on now, jumping about, ready to go.
So do you do? Do you get it hard? Do you get
go.
The music
going? Yeah, go.
So I love this.
Put the chains on.
Yeah.
Everyone ready?
So you're there. You're right. What's the next bit then? What happens now?
So now we're all set to go. Everything's done. We double check everything. Harry knows what he's doing. I know what I'm doing. Tools are all on the ground. Thumbs up. We're ready to go. Stuart's normally on the mixing station at this point because he's done his job with the preparations, so he's in the he's the mixer man. Ollie's our man in between the spotter. If there's any bits and pieces on as we're going along, he'll feed us our material, or it could be one of our other...
Keep the spotting going through.
Me and him will work. Harry know what he's doing. If he's out that time basing out, are we going in front of him and dropping a detail? We can't. What we've learnt is both of you can't design the floor.
No.
Because you're going to have a mix hand on the floor.
Right, okay.
And it's going to look different. So if you're doing that thing, you've got to do that. If I'm doing that, I've got to do that. Because then you've got consistency of that. Because your pull's going to be different to mine. Your little technique's going to be different to my technique. You're going to have an inconsistency of design. So we know what we're doing there. If Harry's basing out, we're going to base out in front of
him. So when you say basing out, is that the white?
Pulling the white.
That's if you're doing a marble.
This is if you're doing a marble. So you're putting the white down. Yeah. You're pulling that through the whole floor.
Yeah.
I'll 90% of it would be a solid white colour, 90, 95%.
So we stand back now. This room's 90% white.
It's white. Okay. Now I'll come on. And I'll drop my grey in or my black or whatever colour we're doing.
For the marble effect.
For the marbling. So I'll drop my colour in the spaces. Then I'll go back to it. And then I'll do my technique of.
So I've seen you with on your Instagram. So you work down. Is it with the pot? Is that right? You got your pot.
Yeah, depends what I'm doing. That's it. It depends what I'm doing. Depends what we're doing. But if we're going for one sort of design, I'll have my tools next to me. They'll be stuck to me, and I will just drop our highlights in. I'll pull our design technique through. Let it bleed out. Let it settle down a bit. Go to the next one. Then come back. Have a look at it. Yeah, settling down nicely. Yeah, that's working. Then I'll go back and check again if you've got any spike marks or anything.
Yeah.
Because it all self-levels. You've got spikes on when you're doing it. And
It does move about.
Does it move and spread?
24 hours later, it looks different.
Right.
Especially not really such marble. If you're doing all mad colours. Dapple up just a. It would all create mad different things overnight, create different cells and different techniques, give you different effects.
Depends what they want. So if they want, if going for a white marble, it's very... plain and it's not easy because
it's not easy. It's one of the hardest ones too. You've got to keep the area in it. You haven't got a marble. What
you can't make.
If you get a triple black in it, and you smudge it, you're going to see a black smudge on the floor. Yeah. While the rest of it,
if you did drop a black smudge, can you make that look like a bit of marble?
Of course you can.
You can. The only way
you got to do it there.
Yeah.
You got to do it in your window.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why white marble.
Or get a bit of white and pour it on there, but it's hard work.
So you've done that. You've put your veins in and you've done your marble effect. So it's all done.
Yeah.
So you stand back. You're out the room and it's done.
Leave it. Yeah. 24 hours.
So that's got to be left then for what?
16 to 24 hours minimum.
25 degrees.
Cold days.
20 to 25 degrees.
That's the temperature.
And your resin's got to be in there, climatised.
At room temperature
before. You want the temperature up because you want to get a skin on the resin as long as
possible. Cold, your worst enemy.
Yeah, right. Well, silicon's an enemy, a fly's an enemy, a spider's an enemy, a
mouse's an enemy.
The postbox
is more dudes than
postman.
Postman's your enemy. You do a lovely floor, someone puts a letter for the floor. So you put that down then,
and then you step away. At the end of the day, you go, right, okay, that's it. So you got your 16, 20 hours or whatever it is to go off.
Yeah, another sleepless night.
That's a sleepless night. She's worried about what's going to fall in it.
Of course it is,
we've had mice, we've had spiders, we've had all sorts.
Lizards,
yeah, come on.
So then you go back in the morning.
Yeah.
And pray to God.
Yeah, pulling them out. So let's say it's absolutely mint, right? It's perfect, exactly how you want it. Then we will
come in, we'll bring the client in. Make sure they like it. Make sure they're happy about it.
So is that then nothing goes on top of that?
Yeah.
So you want to tick the design off.
So the design's ticked off. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Or I don't love it. If If they love it, then we say, right, okay. The seal has already been spoken about before. If they want gloss, matte or satin.
Okay,
that's what we spoke about.
Yeah.
It's also been spoken about what sealer that they want, because there's options of sealers. If you want...
cheaper options, more expensive options.
No, just different materials, different looks of sealer.
And so you can have a matte finish, a shiny gloss finish.
Yeah. Like glass.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Gloss
yeah.
was always a problem until recently. So gloss, we could only use a certain kind of gloss, which is a PIA polyurethane gloss. And anything in a gloss shows absolutely everything up, as we all know. And to apply a polyurethane gloss has got to be done so correctly without getting a roller mark in it, because you get to a beautiful job, you do a job and you'll put this sealer on, and then it just looks, if it's a gloss and you get the sealing wrong, it can ruin the job, because really? It just doesn't look nice. It looked beautiful, and then all of a sudden you put this sealer on, and it's, what was the point of doing that?
Yeah.
And it didn't really do much anyway. So evolution again has changed. Now we've got spray applied sealers, so we spray it on, more of a compressive strength, better scratch resistance, better chemical resistance, and that is the way to go. A lot more money, but a lot more forgiving,
well, a lot more protective.
That the customer's going, yeah, sound perfect, seal that in. So then the next phase is what you've just said.
Yeah. Satin matte or gloss, which we've already decided.
So is that, how long is that process thing?
That's another day.
Right, okay. So how long to apply it down?
You've got a 5-day, it's a 5 days insulation. If it's a 10 square metre or if it's a 300 square metres, it's still 5 days.
The spray on sealer is a lot more, less lovely. Headache and a lot more... But a lot more better than just PU in it. A lot more quicker, a lot more time efficient. A lot more time efficient.
So now you've got... Normally, once you've done your design, and that problem there, if you're all good, everything's set, everything's mixed properly, which, touch wood, we've never had a problem with that, then...
all of you are fucking tapping bit of wood. Not superstitious at all.
Then we say, right, let's seal it. And then we seal it. The next day they come back in, it's foot walkable, you can walk about, it's a full cure after 7 days. So. Right. You're not stepping on it. You step on it in 24 hours,
yeah.
But you put your furniture on it. You're going to put some coasters on your furniture for a minute.
Yeah.
Let it spread that. Let the compressive strength get right up first. And then you can discotheque on it after.
Do you have to polish it once the sealer's... So you apply the sealer, that's it, done. You walk, not you might walk
say,
away.
You might say in about 8 years' time, you might come down, you can sand
take the top
it down,
edge off it.
Take the top edge and give it a reseal to bring it back up again.
And this is the thing about a beauty or an epoxy floor. Once you've had to play it out for the initial first install, for all your preparation, all your self-leveling, all your primers and base coats and your design. All it is a matter of then, you might say to me in a couple of years' time, I've changed my interior of my home, house, club, restaurant, and I want a fresh look. So you're looking at half the money now, because what you've got to do, you've only got sand coming, sand your top coat off.
Yeah.
Design
all your base layers are already
you're ready
down.
To go, and you'll be back on the floor in 2 days.
So from a concrete floor to a finished level on the average one, what sort of depth are you?
Oh, 7 to 8 mil. Yeah.
Is that it?
Well, you self-level, but the resin's only...
Plus the self-level.
Yeah. Plus self-level.
Wow.
Only thin.
In my head, I had like...
Yeah, we come into jobs
and
people... And we come into jobs where people...
The resin bound drive.
The
resin bound drive.
Come in like that.
Yeah.
Like,
the driveway stuff's a lot thicker.
Like, yeah.
The driveway stuff's about 15 mil.
Yeah, for some reason in my head, I thought it was...
Yeah. So when we've come into jobs and done the skirting.
So let's say... I don't want... Because we've all discussed this before you come.
Go on.
Let's say a room of this size... Say it was a concrete floor, a freshly laid, brand new building, concrete floor, and you went, I want it marble. Why with the marble thing, do it as you, roughly, I don't want proper figures. Give or take, what we, if you're happy to say
how
what sort of money.
How many square metres is this?
20.
It's got 10 by 7, I reckon.
Yeah. So what's that going to be?
35.
Yeah.
35. So on a rough estimate. Equals. You're looking at about 5.5 grand for your five and a half grand just for your resin, and then you've got your
preparation, you've got your self levelers, your prep work, your grinding if you need to be grinded, and labour.
But prices range from 120 to £200 a square metre, roughly. Yeah.
Done, finished.
120 to £200 a square metre.
Yeah. So you're going to be looking at what?
6.5,
which isn't out of the water.
No.
For the fit in my head, I was thinking. 12 grand, 13 grand.
Yeah.
I didn't know. That's why I was a bit dubious about asking. Some people don't like to say what.
Yeah, no,
of course not. But yeah, give or take. Because I know people watching, especially when they see what you do, and people listening, and they will have seen what we're on about, people will go, what, I wonder what the cost of that is.
And don't get me wrong, you can go in there and four times that.
Yeah, of course you can.
You can go in there five times that, depends.
It's like trying to ask people how long a bit of string is, but roughly.
Yeah, that's it. If you were to ask me, that's weird. That's rough.
And like you say, you can go fucking double, triple that, depending on what you want. The more that goes in.
For us, it's just about, we want consistency.
Yeah.
Consistency, getting it out there.
Yeah.
And yeah, there is jobs in there that you don't matter.
So now we've got an idea of what goes into putting a floor like that down. As you say, sleepless night, stress. We'll go back to that Ibiza job. So you've got there. We now know what is involved in that.
Yep.
So you've got to this hotel and you're like, right, are they having one of these funky mad floors?
Yeah, they had six colours to start with reds, greens, yellows, black. And we done it.
So now we know how much, just by going the marble, we know that lot going in is,
you've got to get it. We've done all the hard work of getting to that point.
We put a fine finish, and we put an Italian fine finish along the walls. It was like a silk two-time
gold Monaco.
Is that a similar process on the walls then?
No, it was insane. That's a trowel applied.
Right, okay.
Different finishing. It's just another little technique. Another little thing that we do some different finishes.
That's sort of like that Venetian plastering.
Similar. It's a wall finish.
So we done that
for 3 days.
For 3 or 4 days. and then we had to do the floor. So we done the floor. As we was coming out.
It didn't look terrible. It didn't look all right.
No, they loved it.
Well, they were happy with it.
They loved it. This is what happened. We was in the wiki world. They liked it. Yeah, it's lovely. So we had a party on it a few nights with some up with. Anyway.
Looking around waiting for people to drop drinks going, don't fucking drop, don't drop that glass, all right?
It was nothing wrong with the quality,
it was just the design.
Right.
And normally you'd be worried about the quality because it's the quality that...
Did you have to take all the materials with
you? Yeah, we drove it over.
Blinders and self-levelers.
Yeah.
And don't forget, we went out there, I'll tell you this, that wasn't the first time we drove out there. We drove out there a month later as well, I'll tell you. So we're at the Wiki World. This guy's coming, pulled up in his Lamborghini, G-Wagon, 20 girls.
I'm talking about this.
So we're at the Wiki World, and this guy's come out, who's done that fucking floor in there? Oh my gosh, I turned around and went, we did. You're coming up to my headquarters in Scotland, you're doing our new showroom.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay. So anyway... So with that, 2 weeks later, we're back in the UK, me and Stuart drove back. The phone's gone. It's this guy. Would you come out to Scotland and do our floor? Of course. So me and Harry flew up to Scotland a couple of days later.
Oh, he let you fly that time, did he?
Fly that time, thank God. To go and assess the floor. With that, we're up there, we've got the floor. The phone's gone.
Oh, this on the way back? Yeah, it was on the way back from Scotland, weren't we?
It was Tony Truman, OB, and Wiki Boo.
Yeah.
Lou and Harry, love what you've done. You've done a great job. But I think you were right. The colours don't quite go. How would you boys feel about coming over?
There was no windows in this room, so as soon as you put black in it, it overpoured the whole contrast of the room, all the bright colours going on.
So it made it look club room, it zapped everything out of it.
And we only put a little bit of black in it, but it just took absolutely everything out of it. And when there's no windows in there, it just made it look like it made it look a bit dull.
So anyway, from that point, we said yes. Yeah. So when do you want it done, Tone? He went, Lou, could you come over the early part of next year? I went, really that long? I said, can't we come out? We want to get it done. It's our name, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. They're all open now. They're all open now as well.
Mid-season, come now, boys.
See you Friday. Would you come? So I've rung a shoot. We're going back out.
How long is this after doing it?
A month.
About a month?
Shit.
So Stuart never...
We spent 2 weeks.
It's a matter of fact now, we just got to go and design it. All the prep work's done. So it's a 3-day visit.
So there I am back in the motor. I'll take someone else with me now.
he's
flying again. So I've gone out there just to do a 3-day job. Was out there, I think, about 2 weeks. But anyway, so we've gone out there. Anyway, we've done this floor. And we was worried about it, weren't we? Because we've got to get it right now. You've got big dark, you've got these colours underneath of it, and now we've got to put a pink. He wants pink and gold.
If you don't put enough pigment in, the black will show through underneath. Yeah. So we've only brought so much out there with us. That's a proper sleepless night, isn't it?
And then we've only got so much
with
us.
And we've been doing all of Ibiza. You can't just go to the shop and get anything you need.
You've got to take the lot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You get most things in Ibiza, but you're probably going to get resin.
Can't get resin.
Can't get resin. So we've topped up doing this floor, and as soon as we started as soon as you drop the floor, as soon as you pour the product out, and you start pulling it about, you know it's going to be a good floor. From that, I don't know what it is.
Instantly.
Instantly. Within 30 seconds, you know it's going to be a good floor because your product's on the floor.
And then you're buzzing, ain't you? Yeah, you're going, this is going to be.
Yeah. I'll show you some videos later of us doing that floor.
Have you got them? Get them over. Put it on.
And we had music going. We was on one. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I think we was doing it, and it was just all in good. And this floor just come out, and it was just like unbelievable. Anyway, so we went down to O Beach. Come down O Beach. So we've gone down there. Everyone's in the floor, all gassed up about it. A couple of days later, we're going home now. Anyway, they come up to us and said,
"We had to redo the boards as well. We took over our whole hotel room, and we had boards laid out across the whole hotel room like that. With tiles
falling down.
So we had to do it in our rooms. We had to take all the boards off, all the splashbacks we'd done, all the DJ booth
messing.
Filled up their whole room with all the splashbacks.
Then we wanted the tables on while we was out there as well. We're on the roof and we're doing resin on the roof upstairs. Someone was looking after
about 45 minute windows doing it has come down to about
the sun helps
there's still tables. I love the tables. There's nothing wrong. That was the first hit. So anyway, we've done it. He's come up to us and said, "Let me pay you for that. What do I owe you for that?" We've gone, it's paid us, do you know what I mean, the first time, and we wanted to just do it. It was our name, so don't be silly. When you come out here, you've drove out here, all your expenses, I mean, don't worry about it, Tony, I'm happy, it's done. He went, "Feel that. You can come here anytime you want."
Yeah, open invite.
Don't tell us that.
Yeah. Brilliant.
4 months later.
No way, you're all still bowling over there.
You had to run the show.
Yes, you had to do something.
They were saying, I forgot.
So we went over. So the missus all come over. They had a few days with us out there, and then we've come back. And then with that,
we've done the Scotland job, so the Scotland guy, he's
a sponsorship of O Beach, so
and
he's
the Ricky Woo, the hotel Ricky Woo. We done.
So yeah. They're another sponsor. So now he's invited us to a party because we've done his showroom
at Ocean Beach.
And
his
showroom was it's beautiful. We went to their party a month ago. We invited to all the parties.
You
now.
Boys are killing it.
So then they've invited us back out to their party at O Beach. He's done 50 grand on champagne to sprout the wall. All right, just to sprout the wall. Just to
and
spray.
Need any plumbing doing?
So we've gone out and we've been out there back to. So we've our faces are known out there, and we had a great time. We had an absolute great time. So we went out there for their party, and then we come back and if we flirt for another party. What party was that for? we was doing that. I went to Miami.
You went to Miami.
You was in Miami. I was in Barcelona, and then you got back from Miami to Ibiza.
You went from Miami to Ibiza.
I went to Barcelona
to Ibiza, and you went from Miami to
Ibiza. And has all this come off the back of the Ibiza job?
It was just most of it sort of did.
Chloe Ferry, then knocked onto that, then that knocked onto Tubi Tan, then that Tubi Tan, then Wiki Woo, we got Tom's and Nettie.
At what point are you going, what's going on?
I didn't really.
Did you just keep
we just
going?
We just keep rolling with it.
So you said you got the Ibiza one, then Tom's in it, you done work for him.
But we met him at the Wiki Woo.
Of course
so
you did. Why would you not?
We met him at the Wiki Woo on the floor.
This is the funny thing, right? I'll tell you what happened. One night, Pikes is the first Club Tropicana, remember Wham? Club Tropicana is the big famous sort of what made Ibiza. Anyway, special invite only. You can't, and not anyone can
you ain't
get
getting
in. Into Bikes. Right, I'm out. We were with Sunita. Do you know Sunita?
Yeah, yeah.
We were with Sunita. We went to her birthday party with Nick Ead. So we were out all day. We were with these
people. Of course you did.
We were with these people. It's on my Instagram. I just think
The Heart Radio presenter.
Greg Burns. We were out with him. We become really good friends of ours over the 3 months. Anyway, so we've gone this night. I said, I really want to go Pikes. My time's running out. I'm going home in a couple of days. So they said, where do you want? I want to go out tonight. They said, where do you want to go, Lou? So I said, I want to go to Pikes. So they've got me a car. They said, and Nick Ead and Sunita's friend said, can we come with you? Yeah, of course you can. He won't come in. He's having dramas with his missus on the phone. So I'm going.
Yeah, imagine that. How old are you at the time?
23.
So the missus is going, what are you? I'm just doing Ibiza with
for the fourth time.
So anyway, so I've got the car's come and picked us up. They said, sure, you don't mind us coming with you. This is Nick Heed. Like, he's on a TV night before. Yeah. He's invited all of his friends over to have a party.
He's asking if he can jump in with you.
So I said, come on. I pulled up in the car. I've got Sunita's friend and Greg.
I jumped in with Greg. You was with Sunita and that Nick, weren't you?
Yeah. So I've come in. Denise Van Outen's there in the queue. This guy's standing out the door. He's come out, open the door. He said, you Lou? I said, yeah. Can I come in then? I've bypassed Van Outen. And I've took these other two celebrities in there.
No.
I'm the floor layer. And it was like, that's one of the moments I thought, the fuck's happening here?
Was you walking in going, what the fuck am I doing?
But it was just liberties. Ibiza. I don't know what it is about Ibiza, but there's something magical.
And then floors open doors.
floors open doors, love it.
Floors and shores?
Floors and shores.
But
I turned up with the radio presenter.
And he turned up with the radio. Could my mate come in?
all this is from you dropping an Instagram message.
But this is from me going up to him in the restaurant.
Yeah, that's it. It just goes to show, doesn't it?
But they saw us obviously doing Chloe Ferries.
But what's the arm in asking? You know, I've done it to try and get people on here. You know, with Guy Phoenix. I just dropped a message on his Instagram, and he's
well, so he's done with you guys. I just messaged you on your chance.
What's
gonna get is a no.
The worst they can do is no.
That's right. And if you keep knocking on the doors,
one of them will open.
One of them will open.
100%.
But then you went to Miami, didn't you? Training out in Miami, trying to do a masterclass. We've got
invited to do a UK take of the UK's way, to go out to the motherland of, they call it, of epoxy,
and show them
the American way.
So they're the ones who started it. You've seen it, wanted to do what they do. Now they're invited
us to come over to the show, because they have a very particular way of doing it. They do only do like one sort of style. They do different things and pieces, but we was doing all wacky things, different designs,
mixing with all these people.
We were with you guys, man.
So we
want to be able to walk into clubs like you boys.
So the suppliers and that said, invited us over. And we're working closely with them because we're using their products, blah, blah, blah. So we've gone out over to, I flew out to Miami and I helped train a class of 30 people. And it was fantastic.
Is that the first time you've done any training?
No, it wasn't. I'd done a couple of one-to-ones.
Right.
We hadn't had anything set up. We haven't got our training
center. We were setting up the training center.
That
was in the motion. But the one in Birmingham, the HQ.
But we was doing little on-site classes. So we would get someone who was on it, wanted to come on a class. They would come on a real job with us. And they would see it from start to finish. And that's how we done it. Because they'd come on to our job. They would help with our job. They'd have hands-on experience. Be one of us that always in their ear, I'll take them to one side, going through things. Because it takes a bit of time to click. Because at the start, it's baffling. And you think of, because you've got all different products at different ratios, at different consistencies, at different pigmentations.
Yeah.
And you've got
a lot to take in.
So it does click. But I know a way how to make it click now. Of all the trainings that I've done, I know how to feed it into you and then to come back to it. And when I come back two or three times to it, at first you're baffled.
It makes more sense, yeah.
But we move on forward and we keep going through and then we drop back. And then
it's that thing, isn't it? You say something X amount of times or you do something X amount of times, it then becomes second nature to you.
When he taught me, Lou, I struggled with the ratios, the maths.
Yeah,
because I've been in flooring my whole life, is all I know.
I struggle.
And then one day, I don't know what it was, it just clicked.
Right.
It's like tattooed on my brain.
It's in there now.
You could ask me pretty much anything and I could work the maths out.
I suppose, like you say, it can be a chemical reaction, can't it?
Yeah.
You get them wrong and it can be. Not what they thought, the whole place blows up.
No, but I'll tell you what does happen. Mate.
Bang! Leave it in a bucket in mass, it will start smoking up, and then
it
looks like it's going to blow up. There's smoke coming off it, and you don't want to breathe the fumes in.
Really?
And at that point, it's the only point of toxicity that it will cause is when it overheats. So
does it give off a lot of fumes? You know, you fit in it when you're laying it.
No, because it's not. Only when it reacts and it comes to its heating point in mass, that's when it will give off a vapor you don't want around you. So,
right.
you get that out. But there's a couple of materials. It's become a lot more eco-friendly now. There's a lot of plant-based coming through as well.
Okay, yeah.
So there's a lot eco-friendly. Before it used to be was frowned upon because of the
VOC.
But now it's very
low. What's VOC?
It's also got the chemicals in it that are used are a lot more eco-friendly than what years ago.
Yeah.
So it's become more of household. It's into European standards. Before it had no
cancerous chemicals. Does it burn you if you get it on you? No.
Nothing like that. You can be intolerant to it, so you can get some people.
If it's going off in a cup, it will burn you. Massive. So if you're going off in a cup, it'll burn you, but not when it's
when
it's spread. So your idea is when you mix it, you want to get it on the deck, and you can leave it there 45 minutes. But if you leave that same thing in that pod, that'll be hot, red hot and vaporing in 6-7 minutes.
Right.
Because it's the mass volume of it. It's just knowing, like we've done it before, haven't we? And we've knocked up this product, and we've had stuff left over, and all of a sudden,
Well, because you just forgot that you've stacked it there.
When we first saw it happen, we never saw it happen before. Get it out!
Chucking it straight out. Done the whole Miami thing and the Ibiza thing and all that, and then you've gone, right, we're going to get these training centres up and running and.
Yeah, we was already, that was in motion, and then in July, August, we come in with a couple of other friends of ours who sort of started at the same sort of time as we did. We was friends. We was friends at the start, but they was this side of the country, Birmingham, and we was in London.
Yeah,
and I met him about a year and a half into our journey, didn't I? Into our resin journey, but over that. You speak to people, don't you? You do resin up here, you get ideas from each other, you chat to each other, build up a friendship. Well, they had a go. They set a training centre up in Birmingham. They had a go at setting it up. Bit camera shy. Just ordinary yellow pages don't work no more, do they?
No.
So it wasn't getting out there. And about to shut the doors, and they said, look.
So they couldn't get any uptake on it?
They could. They was getting enough, but they wasn't getting...
See, this is where the socials come in massively. Yeah, massively. Hugely.
Massively. And that's all we've ever done. Yeah. You know? That's all we've ever done, is just do a little bit of that. We've never done anything else. And it's been word of mouth since the rest
of it. Most of our work's Instagram, isn't it?
Most of word of mouth.
So if you say about your work being Instagram, and you've
word
not...
Of mouth. And obviously word of mouth for all the clientele and stuff like that,
And like you've just done bits for Dapper Laughs, haven't you? Yeah. So what have you done? What was that, yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah, so what are you doing there then?
Club venture, a bar of a daytime sort of coffee club, bar of a nighttime, and a comedy club, and they're just going to rent the space out. But we've done the VIP booth, the stage, and then they've done the chairs.
We're doing all fiber optic bars
on the bar.
We're putting all fiber optics underneath the resin,
so it'll light it up.
Sparkly. Okay.
And then we're doing his nightclub,
like a Rolls Royce roof.
And then we're doing his nightclub in Clapham,
which we're holding the masterclass for. But I don't know if it'll be out by the end of this podcast.
So it'll be a good one for people to try and get into the game. So we're gonna have a masterclass coming out on his nightclub. We've got enough time days on there. They can come down. It's good for their portfolio. They can work with us. They can design the floor with us. So we'll go through design techniques. We'll oversee them. They can do the work, design it. Great for their portfolio. We've done this.
What about car floors? Did you say Lamborghini? You've done something with them?
So then what happened was then, I went over to Holland, the company that I was working with, the supplier, and they asked, would I mind going out to Holland and would I like to go out to Holland and train? I've been to Miami training with them. Would I like to go now to Holland to go and train? So we went over there, 30 people. So I went over to Delphi. It's going to be a language barrier here. It's great. It was great. They come from all over Europe, and we had a great
for you to train them up.
Yeah. So it was me and a couple of others there. The supplier was there. The guy who was hosting it was there, and he was fairly new. He was fairly getting into it himself, and they invited us. So went over there. Give it the big one over there. Everyone got on the same energy. They loved it. There was one guy there from Italy.
Yeah.
Looked like a little mafia. With that, he's got in touch.
He was looking at what he was doing.
Yeah.
Right.
Looking at what he's doing, come on the training course.
Right.
Didn't really too interested in doing it himself. He was just looking and seeing what it was about. Got friendly with our guy. So with that, would we like to go out to Italy to go and do Lamborghini? They got the 60th anniversary for the 60th anniversary.
Yeah.
Said, come on, let's go. So we was going to the gala. So we went to do some artwork for him. And then we went and done... Then we was getting invited to the gala after it finished. So there's 60th...
At Lamborghini at Maranello.
Museum. The first ever Lamborghini, the first workshop.
And you've done the floor there.
We've done the table. We've done our artwork. There is There is a space in there that the floors was going to be done. We never done the floors. We've done the table, we've done a ballroom table, we've done some artwork. That was good enough, part of the family.
Yeah, you're in.
Go, give us a trophy, got us on stage, presenting it.
Chucked you a car each, job done.
Still waiting for one.
Still waiting. It's about this big, is it?
Hot Wheels, man.
And then we done that.
But just to be asked by a company as renowned as doing all your Ibiza stuff and celebs and all that, especially for me as a car guy, to be asked by Lamborghini to go and put that down.
For stages.
Massively.
Radio. So, and then I went back to Miami, didn't we?
Then we went to Miami in December. You went back to Miami again to do another class. But, they invited us over.
It was so close to Christmas. I said to the missus and the kids, I mean, I ain't been around all year. And they said, Dad, do you still live with us? It's
really? Yeah, because you said, how many days is it you've been at home?
37 last year.
37 days spent the night at home.
So then I said, right, we'll go out there as long as we go with the kids and the missus.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we went out there together. We went out there, didn't we? Probably the last time Harry's got his own missus now. He's got his own house.
Look, he's still the same one from Ibiza.
Yeah.
It's still that one. She's around, man.
So it was like one of them times. It was Christmas time, and the year had been gone. I'd done a year of sobriety, and I was coming to the end, and it was my last little thing. I was looking at my kids there. My four kids were there. My wife was there, and I was thinking to myself, this is probably one of the last time I'm going to be on my own with the missus and all the kids together. Because next time he's going to have his own kids, he's going to have his missus.
Glad you've done it.
And it was done it. So it was worth it. We went out there.
All in 37 nights shed in bed. It was
a bit hit and miss the work we'd done out there because it wasn't, the guys were great. We'd done a bit of training. We were meant to be going to do some work floors out there. Materials weren't delivered. So it was we had a bit of a wasted time.
Right.
But it weren't good.
We'd done a class out there, which is free.
Listen to this. I said, what do you want to do out in Miami? He said, they got a good lineup at Space tonight. Biggest club in the world.
I've made you go.
Right.
Go.
Anyway,
to go.
So we've been flying all day. Right, me and the missus, the kids. Got a big, nice villa, swimming pool and all that. So gone in there. Can't get tickets. I've rung my mate in America on that before. Can you get any tickets for Space? I said, no, man, you're not getting no tickets for there. That's sold out months ago. He said, guess what I've got?
Tell me. He went on Instagram.
He had two tickets, right? He's got one from one of his mates, from my beefer.
Nice.
Anyway, so literally I just got there, put the bags in. Babe, I'm going out to Miami all night.
All night.
What do you mean? I've never been to America. We're in America. So me and him jumped in a taxi, went to Miami, got back in at 7 o'clock in the morning. Straight to the swimming pool. All the kids are already up.
We didn't have the car for this day, luckily.
We went out, they were still up. And we've been to bed. Since you've been up as well, we've been to bed all night.
But it's nice seeing you two, as a father and son, doing that, doing everywhere you've been, building that company up to where you've got it now, and then, you know, taking your mate on and your mate. And
oh, we've nearly had some roll arounds in resin.
We've
had it on the floor in mid flow doing a floor.
Oh, yeah. How many times have you sacked him? How many times have you told you to fuck
exactly
off?
That.
You've had it all.
We've had it all, haven't we?
Yeah.
Are you wasting time? I think that some of you probably are, and I have a solution for you. Nobody wants to do any type of admin. Now, I have a solution for you, and it is called Tradeify. It's a fully automated job scheduling, invoicing, and quoting all in one place. Now, that software is going to save you 12 hours a week, and all by using a simple software solution. Now, you can try it for 2 weeks absolutely free, no cards needed, and you'll even get support in person from Tradeify themselves. Now, when you're done, you can always come back to me and thank me, but just enjoy the extra 12 hours that you're going to gain from just using the software.
So where do you think, just sort of summing up the whole thing you've got going, I personally think, and we spoke about it before we started recording, you boys have got to get onto the socials. Just for the stories that you've got, and the socials. Even if you had someone follow you, you know, just went to someone, look, you're doing a bit of videography, what you do visually, just pay someone, have someone to follow you around, a couple of jobs.
You told me earlier, I mean, even what I've seen of your socials, your YouTube, crazy. It's gone. I mean we just do scarlet little silly videos.
It does very raw, isn't it?
It's very raw, there's no Instagram, no edit, straight up, real.
But yours, you haven't got that massive following.
No, we haven't got a massive following.
But I'm telling you, honestly, don't you reckon?
Oh, yeah.
What you've got and the bond that you lot have got, and I'm sure the other teams and the training things and everything, you would absolutely fly with the socials.
Thank you.
If I come and see you in a year's time and you had done it, I guarantee you, you would be absolutely fine.
I'll have to come and get some advice and some tips.
Honestly, visually, what you do is amazing.
Thank you. It's also what you do as well.
Oh, thank you. See?
I got there in the end. I was plugging into that.
Cheers. 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 So, just to sort of sum it up, then, in what's the future holding for you as a business? You seem to be pretty much.
We ain't started.
Have you not? You are literally going.
Not started. Not started.
Just about to set sail,
isn't
it?
Not started.
You're literally just putting the masks up.
We have got some exciting things in the pipeline.
Have you?
Yeah, got some exciting things coming. It makes it gives me, and I've got.
Keeps it exciting.
I can't do this forever. I mean, I've got to have a game plan. I've got to have I've got to have an out. I've got to get back home with the family. I can't do this forever.
So as long as you fly him everywhere.
Yeah. So the game plan is we've got a couple of years of doing this, a couple of more just doing this, and then I will get back home with something. I'm going to do at home. I told you a little brief earlier. So that is the game plan. That's the big picture in my head. And then
are you planning on building your company and taking more blokes on? And
one in every town.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so eventually I want to expand. I want everyone to jump on. I want to try and get the youth in. I want to get them off the computers. I want to get them into start creating again. Even if it's art balls,
arts and crafts.
That's the thing we haven't even touched on is art. You said when you came in here, we're looking at having the tabletop done. You're going to do us one.
Yeah, do one.
But it's not that. If you've got a real nice house, you could have artwork on the walls.
What you do is...
It's endless, isn't it? From tiny coasters up to massive
houses. See how big you want to make it.
And even with us, we got a few days till another job. We finished a job early, or one's been rescheduled, or whatever. We'll go up to the workshop and we'll make river tables.
Just start doing example balls, testing around, testing new designs out.
New ideas, new things. What you cut, think
different
work.
Things to do with cut spray
paint.
Cutting
shape out of MDF and resin
doing
in it.
What
and
you want
loves
on
it. It, put it on the wall. And it's like really
beach table. We did that day. We had a customer, a lady in St. Ives, and you've cut out the river coast. The coastal of St. Ives and made the beach table. Yeah. But actually, drilled out the St. Ives coastal line. Put actual sand on it and then made.
I made a beach table. So we went to St. Ives last week. This lady bought a house in St. Ives.
I think you've travelled more in this podcast than I probably have in my whole life. Miami, Barcelona, Ibiza, St.
Where have we been
staying? Scotland.
Brighton, Birmingham.
Today.
London, Brighton, Birmingham.
That's just today?
Where did we go last week? Last week was here, Sheffield, Birmingham, Birmingham.
Oh, yeah, that was a mad one, yeah.
And then back home, between
Monday and Friday. Yeah. And doing 800 square metres of ceiling and floor.
And I was
home
by Sunday. I was still home by Sunday.
Love it.
That's what I say, we're going to go out.
The team you've got, you know, like I touched on at the start, the team you've got who are employed, it's very much a family vibe. You can get that.
It is. It's got to be that, because either we can't have any one of it. We've got to be on the same path. We've got to be trusting the other person as much as the next.
Yeah.
And you've got to be savages. You've got to be in it, because we're not stopping, and it's got to go. And if you're in it, you're in it. If you're not, I understand. If you're not, understand.
Yeah.
And we've had a few people come and go.
Yeah.
All for it, passionate. Can't hack it. Do you know what
Can't handle it.
The fucking flying around the country. Yeah. But I suppose the time is the big. You might find the best.
It's like going to war again.
You might find the best guy out there, but if he can't do the hours that you want your team to do.
A lot of people like being home.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. I can see that. Listen, there is cool cities. You're away a lot, and it's all you have all fun and games. And then there is lonely times, and you think to yourself,
I bet there is points in it where you are.
I'm missing a lot. I'm missing a lot at the minute. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My little one's growing up.
That is something. Not to put a dampener on it, that is something that you cannot put a price on.
Exactly that. And for me, where I was so used to being in a 3 mile radius of doing what I was doing, to now. I'm just not around, and I was around when he was a kid every single day, and he's had the best of me, and I've got my other three children now, one's 15, one's 12 and one's 6, and the 6 year old,
that's a crucial age now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a crucial age, man. I'm missing out on a bit, but I've got to keep my head on. I've got to say, right, it's for them, this is a game plan. I've got to stick to it, because I don't mind doing this for you, but it's got to go that way. So I've got something in my head. We're far in. We've got to go. We've got whatever it takes. It's got to happen, because I've got my head is to set, make it easier for them later on, and make it very easy for these boys' children. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's where we've got to be.
Well, I think what you're doing and what your team are like. It's just brilliant.
Thank you. I've genuinely
thoroughly enjoyed this podcast.
Honestly, we get
fortunate to get so many different people in here from so many different trades, but listening to your story and everything about it, I've loved that.
Thanks for having us on.
I had a load of questions on here. Forget them. Listening to the raw. rawness of that was brilliant. I know Nate's got some questions, but what sort of time are we on?
We got
Jack?
Time.
About an hour 20.
We're all right. Yeah. We're all right for a bit.
Well, in that half an hour.
Yeah. In that case,
we got time.
Then,
we'll let's carry on going.
Let's
have a quick wheel and we'll do some questions.
So, how many is there all together in your
six, including Leon?
So you got you four and two others.
Two others, and we've had.
What about the missus? Do they do it? My missus works
now in. She was a school teacher.
So, but she's not affiliated with your company.
She doesn't. So she's in our workshop now. So she's in there. We've got a product line going. So she's in there doing that. She'd also do look after our books and bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Invoices.
That sort of thing keeps on top of all that.
So she does all the important stuff then. The stuff that none of us as tradespeople like doing, the bookwork and all that. She does all that.
Yeah. Thank you, Stace.
Thank you, Stace.
Shout out to Stace. Pay rise coming for you, Stace.
But she's on the same band as me. She can see it, and I think she's got to see it, because if no one else was staying for it, I don't know any of my friends and misses would say, your husband's right to go out for, and just come over 37 days of the week, of the month, of the year.
Yeah.
Month, the week, the year. But she believes in it like we do. And we've got a monster in our head that we're going to create.
Surely that's the same with you and you and your families and girlfriends and whatever. And you've got to put it to them that you're going to be working away. Yeah, and, you know, not many people would allow their other halves to work in Ibiza for 3 weeks. You know,
fucking nightclubs. It's not a choice. We can't give them a choice.
But then when we do have a special event up, like recently we was up to Scotland.
Yeah, they all come up with us. I flew my girlfriend out to Ibiza.
He only flies, doesn't he?
Fucking hell, he's like...
Caught him looking at private jets.
He just tells me what to do. He's like the dad and I'm like the son. He tells me off all the time. It tells me off.
But it's all like you say, you get them events or them jobs that you do, and you know, you do high end stuff. So you're going to be invited to parties. You take the wives, the girlfriends, someone else's wives, maybe at times, you never know. but it's all about the rewards of doing it. It's all about doing the rewards of that work, isn't it? It pays off. And the time away from your families, and then reaping the benefits of, like you say, walking past Van Outen in the queue. See you later, Denise. Getting in here.
Floors open doors.
Floors open doors. Again, merch line, boys. You've got to have it. Floors open doors. If I can do all right with Real World Plumbing, straight down the lens, you can do all right with Floors Open Doors, honestly. But, final thoughts. So what we do at the end of the podcast is final thoughts. What do you want to get out to people who are interested in getting into this trade? Obviously, you've got your training centre. Centre or centres?
Centre.
Just the one.
But we hold classes around. So anyone who's on a following, they can't just come down to Birmingham. So they might be in Scotland, Cornwall, wherever they are. So if we've got a job coming up, we'll announce it. If we've got a big job coming up and we know we can have people there, then we'll do an on-site class. So people can come onto our on-site class for the whole process. And then they will come onto the class with us. We'll treat it as a course, but on a job site.
But you're doing the actual job.
You're doing it. We're mucking.
So will they be able to get
hands on
that job?
Yeah, hands on.
To a certain extent.
You wouldn't let little Johnny design it. So that again, that's the thing where. Get over there. Again, that's where you're doing a job for that customer. They're paying X amount of money, but you're willing to get lads, girls up and go get hands on with this job. Yeah. You're literally throwing them straight in.
But we then also send them their own pliables, their own samples, so they now do it off the side or whatever. Yeah. But I'll tell the client, we've got a job here. Or another attractive way of how to do it is if you've got a big place and the meterage is big and the client is a lot of budget. So what you do is you discount the budget and you get a few trainers to come in because that helps subsidise for the training and for the job, and it also then, if we train 10 people and we get one good person in that part of the country, then that's all right. Then that's all right. All
yeah,
right.
So you're sort of training up and then picking the cream.
You got it.
You got this lad or this girl's got something about her. We'll keep hold of her.
You got it.
Or him. And when we get a job coming up in North Wales or whatever.
Like scouting. There.
Yeah, you're well, naturally. Yeah. I can see you. Well, it wouldn't be you because you'll be in the plane. You'll be in a car. Transfer deadline day. You'll be pulling into car parks. Right, we need you. We need you in Wales. We got this one.
Quite a few have gone on to do their own things, aren't they?
Yeah, and do you still stay in contact with them?
We do a WhatsApp group with every single one of our groups where they all come into a WhatsApp group and we all
they've got a full technical support. So what I don't want people to do is to train people up, they call a job on and they go and fuck it up. So I say to them, you've got a job that is at your depth, call us up, it's your job, you have the money on it, give us a little wage for coming along, one of us will come or I'll come, we'll get you over across the line, we'll get you across the line, it's your job. And then we see it.
And you're happy to send one of your boys up?
Of course I am. Yeah, 100%.
Even that is commendable. That you're willing to train these people up, let them go out, and then if they need anything from you, we'll send one of our lads.
It can be daunting on the first few jobs, you know what I mean?
From
a training
center. Overwhelming.
And let's have it right.
Surrounded by people to being on your own.
Yeah. It's like when you pass your driving test, isn't it? The first time you drive on your own, you're like, I can do it. I know I can do it, but
Anyone looking for a new career, there's something not right in their current career. There's something not right that they're trying to get out of something. So they're in there, they're there for a reason. So why not? I don't want to set them up to fail. I want to set them up to grow, to get on with it and to give them the best technical support they can have after. We're not always right. We're all learning all the time. I'm willing to go wherever. If I can learn one thing, there's a training course on across somewhere across the world that I think that could be benefit to us, I'll go there. And if I can get one little thing out of that to bring it up, to improve us, then we'll do that.
Yeah.
Whatever. And it's the same with other people. I don't want them to set them up to fail. And you've got to stop looking at the money. I say this to everyone. The money is not about the money, but it is about the money. We've got to pay our bills. But that's the number one passion, number one drive has got to be it is the job.
You've got to love it, haven't you? If you don't have a passion or a love for whatever you do,
no.
You're going to get no enjoyment out of it.
No. You're going to wake up in the morning and go, fucking hell, I've got to go and do that.
Scotland today.
Whereas you boys wake, you probably don't even sleep by the sounds of it. You boys will get up in the morning and you'll be buzzing for what's coming
Let's
up.
Let's go. Tunes are on. I mean, I don't know if you see us on the stories. I do quite a bit of stories. Harry does. The reason why I do stories is because I give up alcohol for a year and I was in a bit of a bad place. And then I gathered some followers in that who mean quite a lot to me now. I mean, I've got friends on our Instagram that I've never met before from all around the country and some around the world.
Yeah.
And they liked, it wasn't about the resin, it was just something to look at, but I think they enjoyed seeing the journey of where we sort of started and the path that I was on. I mean, I was 4 stone, I lost 4 stone in the last 12, 13 months. I should probably see that somewhere as well, I'll show you that. So I lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
It got my head back in the game. And It was reaping the rewards. It was working. So people followed that for that show. We've got our followers who wish us good morning. How are we doing? Send us nice messages, and it's quite nice for them because I've been speaking to them. They've been struggling with certain things, and we had someone come on our training course. We had a training course up in Birmingham. Scotland. We was all on this, and we invited some people to come up on the training course.
Was this on a job?
This was on a job. Yeah. We had a big job in Scotland. Then we had 6 people come on as trainees to come and having a taste of epoxy resin. We're all one night, we've all gone for dinner and we're all around having something to eat and having a laugh. And this guy said to us, he said, you saved our life. I said, what? Oh, yeah. I don't remember. I said, I've never met you before. He said, you was away in Ibiza, 3 o'clock in the morning, you was doing the floor and the phone, and I messaged you and then you messaged me back. And I was talking to you for, wait a minute, he said, I was talking to you for a couple of hours. I remember sitting on the side. It was a long trip. I wasn't drunk, but we was busy. But I was sitting on the side, Diggs Lock was working, saying, come on, hurry up, so I'm talking to someone, shut up. Like, come on. And he was in a dark place.
He was on the phone to him.
I was on the phone, I rang him up through Insta.
Right, okay.
Pressed the button and he's answered. And I was on the phone to him for an hour and a half, and he was in a dark place. I've been there. And from that, he said, you saved my life. And I cried my eyes out.
And he's now on that training course with you?
Yeah. And he's doing resin.
We forgot about it until we mentioned it.
Then he mentioned it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did that make you feel then?
It was all worth it.
It made us all cry, didn't it?
Really?
Yeah, we all went. It was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was going to kill himself and coming back saying, you stopped, you're the reason why I didn't.
So that night, I was debating, I see one of your videos come on and then I've replied to him and then we got talking on the phone.
Just that little reply can make a massive difference.
So whatever we've done, everything's come forward. That was worth it just for that. So
how did that go after that then? Did he carry on doing it?
He's carried on doing it.
Yeah.
He's a friend of ours.
He's done a few floors. Done two or three floors.
He's a lovely lad. He come all the way up from, where was he from?
Manchester,
that was it. And he come all the way up to Scotland with us, and we had a great time. We had a great week in Scotland. And we've got some other friends in Scotland, and we'll be back up there next week. So I'm going to go to Noreen next week. So we've got Noreen, if you can hear this, you'll watch this, Noreen. We've got a fan called Noreen.
Big up Noreen.
She's absolutely lovely. She texts us every day. She texts comments on every job. Her husband was a floor tiler. Similar sort of, he used to go and do a lot of travelling.
She will watch this.
Shout out to Noreen.
And I'm going to drop her something off there next week. So go ahead and see. I've never met her.
You've never met her?
No, you've got to do it now. You've said it.
So how did... Is this through Instagram?
Yeah. She texts us every day. She texts morning, lad.
Wow.
She's
you guys bring me life.
And some days you don't feel yourself. You're not like yourself. You're not yourself today.
What do you know about her then?
She's from... She was a lady that she's recently... A split with her husband.
She had a husband,
and she had her husband worked away a lot.
Yeah,
and she related to the same sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's why sometimes the socials can be a shit place.
Also bring everything together.
But
they
can, you know, they support your man who was in a dark place. Mm. Auntie Noreen,
and we got a few other friends in there. But so the thing is, I just do little stories during the day because I like to do. I think it's a laugh, and I have a joke and I have a laugh. And some people know me might cringe. And I used to think he must can you not do them videos? But
final thoughts then.
Final thoughts.
Moving forward, final thoughts about what do you want to say? If you could say to someone wanting to get into the game,
right?
What sort of advice would you give from all just perspectives of things, from coming from a floor laying sort of background, sparking, you know, what would you want to say to anyone coming in or trying to get into it?
Don't be restricted to thinking you've got that one job for the rest of your life. Like I'd done my apprenticeship, got qualified electrics, thinking that was going to be the job I do for the rest of my life.
How long did you do it for?
So it was 5 years.
Five years, and then went.
I literally got qualified, and within like that, the year after I got qualified, just kind of lost the love for it. And then Harry just said, "You fancy doing this?" And I weren't planning to do it for like. I just thought, might as well just give it a crack. And that was
tops up. He's super creative and super good at it.
Yeah, right. So 15 months later, and it's all just changed.
Great all rounder.
Yeah, an all rounder.
He's all right, isn't he?
Yeah, he's all right. He'll get a plane soon.
He'll get on the plane
soon.
No,
I'm on the plane. I'm on the plane.
Of course you are.
We live at 5 minutes from each other, so he gets away.
Wherever he does, I get away as well.
Nice.
But no, yeah, for anyone who wants to get into it, just try it. It's not really got an age cap on it. If you want to try it,
it's relatively new. It's still a new thing,
and it ain't just the floors as well. It's the arts and crafts of it. It's all the little moulds. It's the river tables. It's the river tables. It ain't just floors. So even if you don't want to go and do a big floor, you can do little arts and crafts, all the girls and that, make coasters, healing stones, send us what you can
do. You could stay in your garage and earn a good living.
I was going to say you could just sell artwork and table tops. Just do it all on Etsy.
Doing coasters, chopping boards.
Chopping boards are massive.
People love them.
River tables.
For all the chippies out there, they love making wood. River tables.
But it'll take a bit of time. You're not going to get rich overnight. But if you take time to, like anything, once you... create your style. Everyone's got their own style.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same for us. We might not be the best in the world. We might not be the best, but we've got our own style going on. And certain people like that style that you're doing.
But yeah, so if you want to get into it, you've obviously got your training classes that you're
doing.
Yeah,
we've got a training centre. As I said, we've got one in Birmingham. You're welcome. We do a 3-day intensive training class. We use a product, XPS product, and it's a sitting gills assured course. As I say, we've been training all around the world, and just come and see our take of it. You're welcome to come down. It's a taster class. We also do one-day taster classes as well. So recently I went to the UK Flooring podcast, Cockerill & Co, big northern flooring company.
Right.
We was frowned upon, we was frowned upon about the real floor laying industries.
Yeah, the old boys frowned upon what he was doing.
Like resin.
So we put it to them. Well, we don't like that rep. This is new modern. This is the new era. This is the future floors. So let me show you what we do. Couldn't have showed you 2 years ago, 3 years ago, but we're in place now to show you. Went up there, we went on the podcast, topped up. We had generated a lot of interest. They invited us to go up to their workshop. Me and Stuart went up with a load of colours, a load of resin one day. Thinking, here we go, Stuart. And he had to come with me because he knew the technicals about where they're going to hit him with the outside of things that maybe I didn't know everything on. So I went up there. They love it. They've got us up there again next month, and then more of them. They've come on our training course now, haven't they, Alex? Yeah. And
so you've opened their eyes up to.
Eyes.
Some people are stuck in the mud, aren't they? They think their way is their only way.
Stuck in their ways.
Whereas you just give them that little bit, give them that little bit of what you're doing, and if they're willing to just go stand back and go, okay, let's have a look. Yeah.
I think if you're not thick about it as well, I mean, you've got to be humble still, and you've got to keep your head on, and don't get too big for your boots. You've got to say, like, we all have good days, we'll have bad days. And if you do it wrong, sometimes something happens wrong, you've got to hold your hands up and you've got to warrant it and you've got to deal with it.
Yeah.
And that comes with experience, doesn't it? Comes with experience.
No one knows everything, do they?
The only good thing about resin is if you actually do it all out on the floor, you can't mess it up. You can mess up with pigment and stuff like that, but there's no right or wrong way to design a floor.
Because it's art. It's art.
There is no right or wrong way. Some people like it, some people don't, some people have different takes.
It's something for everyone. It's your own perspective.
It's your own perspective.
What you like, I might not like.
Exactly that.
How many floors that we've been at, Stu likes, I like, and then Harry and Lou won't like. Me and Harry are like. Nine times out of ten, one of us won't like the floor.
And then as we go along, I mean, when a client hires us, they hire the company, they hire us. They don't say who's designing it.
Yeah.
But sometimes they say, I like your designs, Lou. Would you do it? So I say, Harry, I like when you've done this. So I say, Harry, you do that.
Could you go, right, we're doing this pub, for instance, and it's an oldie worldy pub, should we say.
Yeah.
Would you go, Harry, that's your style.
100%.
We give credit. That's the good thing of us. There's no ego. We've all said this, all at the same level. If there's any problems, like say Stu's got a problem with me, say it. Yeah. I've got a problem with
you. Let's get it out
in the open.
Well, Stu's going to come back next week and tell us.
More of the story.
Been like Jeremy Carl.
But it's like, that's the good thing of us. If there's any problems, we just say that it is. There's no hiding, there's no bitchiness about it, especially us four.
And that's what the gel is with you. Yeah, like, you can see it. You can see that you'd have a straightener if there's a problem.
We're not scared to tell each other if you've done wrong, it's just one of them things.
We do spend a lot of time together, boys.
You spend a lot of
You've got to have the right relationship, ain't you, to spend the amount of time.
We've stormed off before, we've all got out of the cars, feck you, we're off,
Stay in the van, got flights on the next day.
On the job, we've had a Barney, everyone walks out and they go in the wrong, and I've had to deal with it.
But then it's one of them, you always come back to each other a couple of hours later, we've all calmed down a bit, we all go, sorry. And then we start laughing again about what I was being idiots and saying sorry for.
No, I've thoroughly enjoyed this, boys. Thanks for coming along. And I might be coming up to a training centre soon to have a little go at it.
I'll tell you, why don't you come? And we'll do your tabletop there.
Get me to do the tabletop.
You can do the floor, and then we'll do the tabletop together.
We'll do it together.
Yeah. So you can do the floor, we'll do the tabletop together.
We'll do it together.
That's the date.
Yeah.
Get that in the diary, boys.
That's the date. Right.
Yeah. No, I've enjoyed that, lads. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us. Thank you, everyone.